used to be that Catholics were very familiar with the Ten Commandments. Used to be familiar with the basic structure of how they've been weaved together by the Almighty so that we would know how to pour this foundation of life built upon obeying God's word and fulfilling his will. Like I said, used to be. But whether we're conscious of all that or not, the Ten Commandments have never gone away and they never will. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one dot, not one stroke of the law will pass until all things are accomplished. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. So how do we get to this place where we're bringing generations of children into this world who now, for the most part, have never even heard of God? Never mind his Ten Commandments. It's because somewhere along the way of history, we kind of stopped taking this stuff seriously. 2 weeks ago, I celebrated a private baptism for a family here on a Sunday afternoon. And I was told afterwards that Grandma was so happy because she has 15 grandchildren, and this is the first one, the only one, to be baptized. That's in a Catholic household today. People have stopped taking God, ceased taking his commandments, contemplating his son's life, his death for our sins, his resurrection, coupled with the immortality of our souls. Even believers have stopped taking this stuff seriously. If we're going to recapture what it means to enjoy, to live a life blessed by God, then we have to do our part to cease once again what it means to be obedient to his will. And I'll tell you right now, the whole thing hinges back to commandment number one. Because while it's true, the Ten Commandments are structured in such a way that they encompass the whole of who we are, the relationships we are all meant to hold in balance. And what I mean by that is this. Commandment number 1 through 4 deal with human beings and their relationship with God. Commandments 6 through 10 deal with humanity's relationships with one another. While the 5th commandment, that of honoring your parents, is like the bridge that links proper relationship with God to proper relationship with humankind. But I'll tell you what, fail at commandment number 1, and trying to live out all the other 9 commandments is like as effective as holding a dead cat by the tail. Just not going to go anywhere. Commandment number 1. I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Anything and everything we think about on a daily basis more than God is that which we have taken and enthroned in ourselves as the idol worthy of worship. And in our day and age, the 3 most popular idols out there are worship of the self, of possessions, and of pleasure. As Leslie Flynn writes, some people live solely for a good time, pursuing an endless round of fun and self-gratification that is their deity. The god of pleasure thrives when material prosperity rises and moral standards decay. Sensuality, self-indulgence runs rampant in our day and age. The Trinity, that is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, must become enthroned at the center of our lives. And that happens every day. God reminded Moses of this truth. Know therefore this day, consider it in your heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above, upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. And so whether we like it or not, whether we admit it or not, doesn't matter. In the end, all will know that God is God. There is no other, and he does not share power. For the appointed time has already been set in the future when every single knee in the heavens, on earth, and below the earth will bend at the name of Jesus.